Hey, good kind people. What is going on? Covering the latest in all things wrestling, entertainment, and beyond since 2011. You're checking out a new The RCWR Show dropping for this weekend of September 25th, 2022. Lee Sanders here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for this episode as we are covering, wow, Women of Wrestling Fallout, talking about that Saturday night edition of WOW Women of Wrestling from September 24th of 2022, went off not that long ago here with you guys. Oh, man, I'm still getting used to these weird times that I can only imagine what's going on for other people. I mean, for us that's over here on the East Coast that's able to check it out at 9, 10, or 11 o'clock at night, we got it made. I know in other areas, not so much, because depending on where you live, it's either 2 in the morning or early in the afternoon, but hey, man, WOW is back. That's the most important thing, right? That's the most important thing. So, hey, look, loads we're going to be getting into talking about this week's episode. Pretty short, sweet, straightforward and everything when it's all said and done. So, and by the way, I do want to make sure I mention this up front. If you're trying to figure out if there's a way you can watch WOW Women of Wrestling, show your support and everything, the best thing that you want to do is check your local listings, assuming that you still have a respected cable or satellite provider that you're currently subscribed to. You may be able to access it in your respected neck of the woods. Everybody else, just hang in there, true to their word. WOW Women of Wrestling, if you guys remember from what I was talking about last week, I told you guys how WOW responded directly to a question I had about what's going on with next day airing as far as making your episodes available on demand, maybe utilizing social media platforms. I even had a wrestler or two private message me, tell me, a little something as far as what's going on with that. But true to their word, WOW Women of Wrestling, if you go on their YouTube channel, and now it did take several days, but if you go on their YouTube channel, they did post little highlights of what all has transpired, at least with the first episode. Nothing is out yet as far as highlights for the second episode, which was tonight. So give it about maybe Wednesday, no later than Thursday, and you guys should be rocking and rolling. But definitely check with your local cable satellite providers, man. So hope you guys been pretty good. Hope your weekend has been solid. As you guys see, as always, when we're doing these WOW streams, I'm representing. I told you guys, give me a week, and I was going to play around with the graphics and everything. Let me know what you guys think about these graphics, if you guys are totally down with this and all that, right? Love to hear from you all. I even purchased some WOW Women of Wrestling merch. And I tell you what, one of the things that I was very interested in, seeing if I could find a new WOW Women of Wrestling shirt with the new logo that you guys can see down below here, right? And to those of you that's going to be checking out the audio version of this, the timestamp you want, I would say right at about the 4 minute, 45 second mark. So you guys can check out the web stream version. You can see the logo that I'm talking about. I love the logo. I told you guys from last week, the logo that they're pushing now, it's very cool, very simplistic yet sleek at the same time. Like, I need that on a shirt already. What's going on with that, man? I need that on a shirt already. So, hey, some of our favorites on this episode made their return, and I just got the biggest smile on my face seeing some of my favorites here on this episode. But we also got introduced to some new girls as well, as it's just a continuation and even going into next week, because they did show a little sneak preview of what's to come for next week. We've got even more new WOW superheroes coming to the arena, getting their competition on. But we also got some more of our favorites mixed in as well. But they hit it nice and strong this week. building off of what was done from the previous episode, while also at the same time further acknowledging some of the stuff that played out on those lost episodes that we all were able to watch in one big serving couple of months ago, earlier this year, as you guys recall. And if you need to catch up, now's the time. You can catch up on those lost episodes via Pluto TV. And you can catch up on the CW app as well. And we recapped all of those lost episodes, by the way. But this go round, our WOW Women's Tag Team Tournament action continued on as we saw my personal favorites, no longer called the Psycho Sisters. Of course, I'm talking about Mesmeriah, Razor, and Fury. My, oh my, oh my, how I love Razor. Razor, I have the biggest crush on Razor. Seriously. I was like, who don't I have a crush on? My crush list is actually very, very short. There's only like five. There's only like five crushes that I have right now, and Razor is definitely one of them. But yeah, they're no longer known as the Psycho Sisters. They are now known as the Heavy Metal Sisters. And you know what? I was totally okay with that. I was totally, as soon as I heard that new name, I'm going, you know what? That's all right. I can work with that. Let's make it happen. Fury and I'm trying to think, was Mesmeriah? No, Mesmeriah was not in action. It was Fury and Razor that were in action representing the Heavy Metal Sisters as they went up against WOW newcomers making their in-ring debut on this week's episode, Lori and Lindsay. Remember, we told you about those twin sisters last week, otherwise known as the Miami Sweet Heat. That is their name. And great opener. I thought this was, as far as the match placement goes, as this week we had a total of four matches. I thought for this one to open up WOW Women of Wrestling, nice, nice. I got some serious, I tell you what, if you were looking for some serious competition, some really good tag team action from this week's episode, just in-ring action in general, this definitely was the match for you. I love this. And remember, when we were talking about Lori and Lindsay from last week, I told you guys they were trained by some wrestling legends. They were trained by some wrestling alumni. And if you guys forgot about that and you maybe didn't check out last week's episode, you definitely need to pick you on back and check it out when you guys get a chance. So people that had trained them, they were representing Miami Sweet Heat. They definitely were representing in this one. We got ourselves a fucking upset on this one, because we saw Miami Sweet Heat defeat the Heavy Metal Sisters. I did not see that coming whatsoever. I thought for sure, I had assumed for sure that with Mesmeriah being at ringside, that she was going to run some type of interference and, you know, distract the referee, and maybe the Heavy Metal Sisters take advantage of that, and they pretty much are able to get in the win that way. And that is not what happened at all. I was actually quite taken back by that. But I mean, look, as we have seen with the previous seasons, whether they're called the Heavy Metal Sisters or they're called the Psycho Sisters, you know, them girls, they don't need no tag belts, although it would be nice to see them running around as a tag team. I know some months back, I definitely was pushing for that and everything. But man, long as you just got them as part of your WOW TV, they always make things interesting. And I got to tell you, man, I personally would love to see the continuation of the Heavy Metal Sisters feuding with Holodead and Voodoo Doll, Siren the Voodoo Doll. I would personally love to see them go ahead and continue that, because that was one of the best daggone things that was going on when they were doing those lost episodes, man. And to my point, kind of interesting, because the main event match for this week's episode, we actually saw Princess Aussie going up against my girl in Reina Del Rey. More about that in a little bit, because again, on this episode, we got a nod to some of the stuff that was playing out from those lost episodes. But then you're kind of scratching your head going, well, wait a minute here. All right, so we're acknowledging this, but we're not quite acknowledging this over here. I'll explain a little bit more in a hot second, but nice opener there with the heavy metal sisters going up against Lori and Lindsay. Huge upset right there. Again, was not expecting that to go down for all intents and purposes. I thought for sure Heavy Metal Sisters were going to get that one. But Lori and Lindsay, of what I've seen so far, again, we're still very early, but with two episodes in, as far as certain women on the Wild roster that's really jumping out to me, new blood, I got to say the Miami Sweet Heat, they look the most polished in the ring and everything. They very, very, very much had impressed me. So they really stand out to me. Moving on, we had a promo of another newcomer to the Wild roster in Foxy Fierce. I gotta look this girl up too, by the way, because Dave McClain and crew, man, they dropped a bomb on me. I find out that this girl, and they say this during the episode when they're doing the introductions and all that, and David McClain goes into it a lot more, but apparently Foxy Fierce is from right here. She is from right here in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C. She is from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, as we dub it over here, the DMV. I'm going, are you freaking serious? And then I really start looking at her because I'm usually pretty good remembering faces. I'm going, have I ever crossed paths with this person? Have I ever at all done some type of business or whatever with this person, right? I'm like, okay, she doesn't look familiar, right? And I'm usually pretty good at remembering faces, but no, she's from right here in the nation's capital. And that just put such a big old smile on my face, right? I'm like, oh, so you know what? Definitely, I gotta try to see if somewhere down the line we could maybe have her pop up on the show and everything. I would love to just talk to her, not just about WOW, but just, you know, how's her wrestling career been going so far? Of course, we got to talk French fries, fried chicken, mumbo sauce. We got to talk all things DC. You know, I don't know if she's into the Commanders, but maybe we could talk a little bit about Commanders or the Baltimore Ravens, depending. It's funny over here in DC because you got a lot of people that eventually clocked out on the Commanders, and they just adopted Baltimore Ravens as their official team. Like, to the point where you mention Commanders, like, who? Like, that's how much shame they have for the freaking Commanders, yo. That's how much shame they have for them. But anyway, but yeah, we got that nice little promo spot there by Foxy Fierce. And she is awesome. You know, she... And I think thus the name Foxy Fierce and everything, but she's got a lot that's going on there. She reminds me of Pam Grier and Foxy Brown. And I wouldn't be surprised if, right, I wouldn't be surprised if David McClain had maybe looked at her and was just like, Foxy, right? Or maybe he had a little bit of Jimi Hendrix on the mind. Foxy lady, right? I don't know what it is, but for me, at least personally, she's got a mixture of Naomi from WWE meets Pam Grier from Foxy Brown. And I don't know why, but she's also got a weird mix of the group Digital Planets in there as well. When you see her, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But she is a nice throwback because she just screams 70s when you're checking her out and everything. I like her, and she's just getting her rollerblading on and all that. Apparently, she's pretty serious into... She's pretty serious into the roller skating, right? She like competes in a whole bunch of competition and everything. I'm going, okay, all right, that's kind of cool. Like hearing that, all right? So she is oozing with personality. She is oozing with personality, charisma. As far as newcomers to the Wild roster, when you're looking at the charisma and everything, she definitely stands out right now. It's still early. We're only two episodes in, but she definitely stands out to me big time. She was going up against another newcomer in Ice Code. Now, some of you guys may have a little bit of fun with that name. Go ahead, have at it. But Ice Code is the name of this one. And her bio her bio, apparently she, you know, it's interesting because when you look at her costume, it screams, okay, yeah, you know, if you ever did some type of weightlifting or if you did some type of ice skating or what have you, okay, your costume definitely screams that. Apparently, she's an NCAA Zone A qualifier in diving, and she won multiple regional and national titles in weightlifting, right? So, she seems pretty badass, to my point. She seems pretty badass and everything. But Foxy Fierce and Ice Cold were supposed to square off one-on-one, but it did not happen. You know why it did not happen? Because we saw the return of my girl. Oh, make wrestling great again, Jessie Jones. And it's funny that I mentioned make wrestling great again, because one of the commercials that I had saw tonight, there were two commercials that just tickled me silly that played WOW was on tonight and did their little commercial break. The first one had to do with the MyPillow guy, and he's just doing like these blowout sales trying to get people to buy his sheets. I just couldn't help but chuckle at that one. And then the second spot was actually wrestling related, because Ric Flair was in a commercial for Car Show. I've never seen this one before, so you guys got to forgive me if you've seen it for maybe the gazillionth time. But for me, it was new because I never saw it before. They had Ric Flair in a barbershop, and he's getting his hair cut supposedly or whatever, and he's just putting over Car Shield. And sitting near him, right across from him, is Allen Iverson. I love AI. And freaking Ice-T. I'm going, wow. Talk about a freaking star-studded commercial here, man. Badass. You got to go out of your way and look it up. You'll definitely have a nice hearty chuckle. Anyway, Ice Cold, Foxy Fierce. They were supposed to go at it there, but my girl making wrestling great again, Jessie Jones. How I missed Red. That's my nickname for her. I call her Red. Let's see. She's the only female wrestler I have a nickname for. She's the only one. Okay. But yeah, Red making her return. Now here's a nod to those lost episodes. Here we go. Jessie Jones grabbing a microphone, telling David McClain, hey, yo, I don't appreciate the fact that you took away my tag team titles and you're doing this whole tournament, and then you don't have the common decency to give me an opportunity to play into this tag tournament. You don't even give me a chance to try to retain the titles or anything. What the hell? These tag titles are mine. They need to come back to me. What the hell is wrong with you, David McClain? What are you thinking? And David McClain tells her straight up, hey, look, understand something. The reason why that we're even doing this tag title tournament is because the people that were the Wild Tag Champions, again, the Dixie Darlings, we talked about them at great length on the lost episodes. We even brought them up on last week's show. And I told you guys, huh, what's going on? Hopefully that gets explained. And sure enough, it did get explained. We did get that nod. David McClain says that the Dixie Darlings, due to a personal emergency, they had to relinquish the tag titles, and that Jessie Jones knows this very well. And that if she wants to take part in the tournament, she's got to find herself a tag partner, because her coming out demanding, that's not how things get done in Wild Women of Wrestling. Jessie Jones begs to differ. She says she doesn't need a damn tag partner, to the point she challenges to take on Ice Cold and Foxy Fierce in a 2-on-1 handicap match. And she's saying, look, I don't need a tag partner. I can defend the tag titles by myself. Freaking A, let's go. So Ice Cold, Foxy Fierce, more so Foxy Fierce. Foxy went on ahead and accepted it. Ice Cold is just, I can't believe I just was getting ready to say she's chilling, but she really was chilling in the corner like, okay, I guess we're going to do this. Okay. She was kind of lukewarm to it and everything. Really, in this one, I would have to say, despite it being a 2-on-1 handicap match, Jessie Jones went into this and really was the glue that held this whole match together. She made it highly entertaining, right? I say that not as a sly, not as a diss to Foxy Fierce or Ice Cold, right? And I know some of the girls behind the scenes, they've been checking out, you know, some of the recaps that we do and everything. I gotta tell you, there's one wrestler in particular. I am now on her radar, and I hope I'm not on her crap list. I'm gonna try to be nice. But I know there's one WOW women wrestler. I'm on their radar officially now. So hopefully, you know, if I can just say it's never personal. It's just, you know, purely from an entertainment standpoint. I got to make sure I stress that. But no, I love all you girls. Seriously, I love all you girls. I love everybody behind the scenes there at WOW. But yeah, Jesse Jones really had held this match together for what it was worth, you know. Just some of the basic stuff that I saw these girls doing. You know, I got to be honest with you. Foxy, for the little bit of offense showmanship that she was able to put on display against Jesse Jones, you know, pretty good. I mean, really oozing with the charisma. She really made it worthwhile. But I need to see more of her. Same thing goes for Ice Cold. I don't have enough of a gauge to really, like, I can't even call what I got from both of these girls a sample. I need a lot more. So I really need to see how they do in singles action personally. And I know sooner or later, that's exactly what we're going to get. But Jesse Jones was really just going all Mac game on them big time, right down to the point she won via armbar, making Ice Cold tap out. And then Foxy Fierce tried to get in there post match. She pretty much met the same damn fate. Jesse Jones grabbing a microphone afterwards, telling David McLean, "Hey, I told you I can do this by myself. So let's do this. You know, give me the tag team titles. Let's freaking do this." And David McLean says, "Hey, look, it's not going to go down that way. I know AJ Lee, who's one of the executive producers. I know she would agree with me when I say this, but, you know, you need a tag partner. If you're going to go into this tournament, you got to find yourself a tag partner. That's the only way this is going to work. So go find yourself a partner. And yeah, you could definitely get in on the tournament." To which Jesse Jones is just pretty much gone, "Okay, yeah, I'll go get myself a broom and that'll be my tag partner." Right. So you're going, "Oh, damn." Right. So it's going to be interesting. Now you got this thing that's floating around in the air where you're going, "Okay, who could possibly be the tag partner of Jesse Jones going into this bad boy?" You know, I'm looking at the roster right now. Very interesting. You know, an interesting dilemma that we kind of got going on here. I got to say, does Jesse Jones maybe say, "Okay, you know what? Foxy Fierce or Ice Cold, they kind of showed me a little something, something. They kind of showed me a little spunk. Does she maybe do something with one of them?" I definitely don't see her doing anything with Adriana Gambino. I definitely don't see that happening. Adriana Gambino is just perfect by herself. It's interesting. It's very interesting. I'm curious what's going on with Exile. Maybe we'll learn more as far as next week goes. Because when you look at the official WOW roster, the girls are still intact. Exile, as we remember them, they are still intact. So I don't think on that note, right? Because I'm just kind of going down the pipeline, kind of thinking ahead a little bit. I'm not quite seeing that. Is it possible that maybe... I'm looking at the roster here. Is it possible that maybe Jesse Jones crossed paths with Samantha Smart and the disciplinarian? Does she maybe work out some type of a deal with, or does Samantha Smart uses her smarts and thinks that she's going to put disciplinarian herself in a better position of somehow obtaining some type of wild gold and maybe joins forces with Jesse Jones. I mean, that's definitely something to strongly think about there. Or is it a newcomer that may ultimately team up with Jesse Jones? You know, we'll have to wait and see how it pans out. But there's a couple of ideas right there. I mean, if you're asking me straight up, if it were up to me, what would I personally like to see happen throughout these episodes? I kind of like the idea of Jesse Jones approaching or being approached by Samantha Smart and the disciplinarian, but I also wouldn't mind seeing maybe something come about with Jesse and Leah Makoa. Hopefully I'm pronouncing the first name right. I'll talk a lot more about her because she made her debut on this episode as well. Matter of fact, we got a pretty nice video package of her and everything. When you look at Leah Makoa, homegirl look like a younger version, look like a damn sister of Tamina Snuka. I BS she not, so much so to the point I'm going, if she's not related, I'm scrounging. I'm even looking up Tamina Snuka's info and everything. I'm like, okay, she's got an older sister and she's got a younger, but none of them are this girl. But she looks just like she's part of that damn bloodline family. I tell you what, and I'm not saying that just to be saying it. There is a strong resemblance, a very, very strong resemblance. We got a pretty nice package, little promo video package of her as she was getting ready to go into in-ring action this week against Glitch the Gamer. I'll talk about her in a hot second, but I got to tell you, Makoa, fantastic. Look, Makoa's got you look at her great commanding presence that she has. She has a great freaking look as well. You know, to the point, if you're just thinking, man, if there was somebody that may ultimately dethrone Beast for the championship, or you're just saying, down the road, as far as a future WOW Women of Wrestling champion, yeah, Makoa definitely looks like she would fit that bill quite nicely, just on the look alone and everything. Fucking badass, though. Fucking badass. She was in action against a newcomer in Glitch the Gamer. Both of these girls, newcomers. Glitch the Gamer. So Glitch the Gamer, from what they provided to us about her bio and everything, she loves to cosplay. She also likes to do a lot of gaming. What else does she like to do? I think that's really it. I think that pretty much was her bio in a nutshell. So you're going, okay, so she likes to game and she likes to... Okay, cool. All right, we can work with that. Who doesn't like gaming, right? Who doesn't like cosplaying and all that? So you're kind of going, okay, I guess when it comes to Comic-Con events, things of that nature, we can definitely count on Glitch the Gamer being there. Her entrance was even kind of badass. The way that they had her come out and everything, it was kind of funny because I'm thinking back to some of the spots that they used when they were introducing us to BK Rhythm last week. And I'm going, wait a minute here. You know, seems like we're recycling some stuff. Like, I can almost see a tag team with BK Rhythm and Glitch the Gamer. I'm being dead serious. I can literally see that. I don't know if you guys are seeing that too, but I can literally see that with them. Pretty good. Pretty good match between these two, for what it was worth. Makoa picking up the W here. I want to see even more. I got to say, Makoa, I would keep my eye on her. Of all the ones for this current season of WOW, I would say keep your eye definitely on her. I think she could definitely be one of a few of the new girls that we're introduced to this season that is probably going to move up rather quickly through the ranks. I would actually be quite surprised if she did not. Glitch the Gamer, I'm going to tell you exactly who Glitch the Gamer reminds me of. And when you see her in action and all that, you'll kind of get the same vibes as well when it's all said and done. But she reminds me a lot of, and not because of the hair color. I'm just saying the whole gimmick and, you know, even to a certain degree, some of her mannerisms in the ring. And hopefully she appreciates this as a compliment. But she reminds me a little bit of Leva Bates. Definitely of Leva Bates, aka Blue Pants, right? She definitely reminds me of that. And peep that out, because I know some of you guys aren't able to watch WoW, but you'll have it on your DVRs. Peep that out when you guys get a chance. Let me know what you guys think about that and everything. But yeah, man, when you look at some of the stock footage that's used to promote Glitch the Gamer, you're going, wait a minute. Damn, very similar to BK Rhythm, are they? I'm telling you, I hope I'm not wrong. I think we might have a tag team there with BK Rhythm and Glitch the Gamer. I really think we'd be on to something there, right? Nothing is more cool, relaxing, and badass than getting your gaming on while you listening to some really good tunes, listening to some really good beats. I'm just saying, think about that. Some money, 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 money. Main event match. Again, four matches for tonight. Or this week's episode, Princess Aussie in action against Reyna Del Rey. Now, here's where, okay, we don't get a nod to the lost episodes. Remember what I said earlier? Okay, so long story short, if you watched the lost episodes, you know that Siren the Voodoo Doll and Holodead, they essentially kidnapped Princess Aussie. And they brainwashed her and they did all this foul crap to her. And basically she was this mindless freaking zombie that was doing all kinds of crazy crap and everything. And what a great feud that was going on between those three girls and the Psycho Sisters slash the Heavy Metal Sisters. But when we get the promo package for our main event between Aussie and Del Rey, we see that Psycho Princess Aussie, you know, the zombie Princess Aussie, that's no more. You know, she is back to her radiant self and everything as she talks about how she hadn't been back home in over seven something years and reads this touching letter that her mom had wrote to her. And you're going, I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It was really nice, but you're going, wow. Man, it seemed like Voodoo Doll and Holodead had such a strong grip on you, you know, mentally and everything. How the hell were you able to break free? Or do you think you broke free? Yeah, and hopefully as the episodes progress, you know, you feel in your heart of hearts that whatever you're thinking, usually David McClane and them, they've already thought it through and it's just patience, patience. We got your hookup. We got you. Don't worry. Right. So I'm just hoping that we're definitely gonna, cause if they can make nod and mention to what was going on with the Dixie Darlings and why they aren't currently the tag champions, why this tournament is even happening in the first place. And then we've got the continuation of Beast and Del Rey. You know, then you just kind of feel process of elimination that, okay, well, surely we're going to get that nod as well to what Holodead and Voodoo Doll were doing with Princess Aussie. But there was no implications whatsoever in this main event match as far as even a cameo from those girls to Aussie. Nothing of that nature whatsoever. Good main event match. Aussie has really, you know, just in the couple of years since WoW was last on TV, you know, if you've been watching the product, you know, as far as, yo, that girl looked like she's got something. That girl looks like she's got it. She's got that mega star quality. Aussie is definitely one that she constantly looked at and said, yeah, she homegirl's got something. And just, I can't believe I'm saying this. But some people, when they got it in their genes, they got it. But Princess Aussie, in the time that WOW was off the air, she has gotten even more stunningly beautiful. I mean, she really has that. I mean, she's got a great look for television. She's got a great look for movies, music videos. She's got a fantastic look, I personally feel. And, you know, if you wanted to maybe do something with her down the pipeline as a champion, you know, to my whole point, but homegirl can actually wrestle her ass off. She is a phenomenal wrestler. Definitely got to give her fucking props. Definitely got to give her her flowers. She's badass. You know, she mainly did a lot of bumping and a little bit of everything in this match against Reyna Del Rey. I'm not really sure how I feel about Aussie being the one to essentially be the sacrificial lamb to Reyna Del Rey. I would have preferred it if maybe it would have been Steffi Slays, right? Sorry, Steffi, nothing personal. Don't take it personal, but I would have preferred it if maybe it would have been her as a sacrificial lamb and all that, right? Now, if you were to maybe do this and then you come back and, you know, Aussie admits that she's kind of off to, you know, a rough start, and then you do the nod to Holiday and Siren, like, okay, well, then you know what? It's all for it, right? It's worth it in the end and everything, right? But Del Rey not able to celebrate the victory that long as she tried to grab a microphone afterwards to talk some trash when all of a sudden, wham, gets hit by a spear that comes from none other than the WOW Women's Champion, the Beast, to pretty much wrap up this episode. You knew that there was going to be a receipt waiting to be cashed by the Beast after what had went down last week. And be sure enough, tap, 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 tap that behind of Reyna Del Rey. So I love, out of those lost episodes particularly, I love that Dave McClain and crew, AJ Mendez and crew, I love that they are continuing on with Beast and Del Rey. Because I like what was going on with them during those lost episodes. So to see that continue on to here, much greater, grander scale and all that, yo, I'm definitely all fine for it. I would imagine at some point now, there's a couple of interesting ways that this could play out. Either Beast comes out on the next show. Yeah, you did what you did 2 weeks ago. And I cashed that receipt on your ass, right? You know, you want a piece of me, you know, I see you and I'll raise you anytime, any place. You want a shot at me, you want a shot at the championship. I can see that playing out. Or, man, these two just can't stand the hell out of each other. Let's see them brawl and just beat the crap out of each other in the locker room, spilling out to the fans and all that craziness. I mean, yeah, McClain and crew, they got a couple of options, man. A couple of routes that they could go on this one. But I don't see this. They play this up right. And I just kind of feel as though potentially, if not the entire season, at least the first half, possibly, I could see Del Rey continuing the chase after Beast. But then it gets to a point where, okay, obviously you're going to need some reinforcements if you're going to try to get that championship off of her, right? So, you know, Del Rey being from the streets, all that does, maybe somebody such as Adriana Gambino come into play, right? Because she's got that whole, you know, mafia connection or whatever. Do you know, is that some type of a pairing that could maybe go down, right? Have them join forces with the greatest lawyer in the world, Sophia Lopez. I mean, there are some very interesting twists and turns that we could go on this one. But I would imagine that at least for the first half of this new season, that potentially Beast and Del Rey are going to be locking it up before, you know, maybe we transition elsewhere. Because I mean, obviously there's, is it okay to say a huge void? I think it is, right? Obviously with the stuff with Tessa Blanchard, there's obviously a huge void, but at the same time, that void, okay, next girl up, right? So as far as next girl up, you know, could that next girl up, could it possibly be Jesse Jones? Could it possibly be Princess Aussie? Could it possibly be, you could give a nod to Candy Crush for sure. Could it be Holiday? Could it possibly be, I was just talking about her earlier. Could it be Makoa? Could it be Leah Makoa? Right? Some interesting, right? We'll just have to keep watching to find out. But all in all, pretty solid, well-rounded episode of Wild Women of Wrestling this week. Nice, good continuation from what we had got with the season premiere from last weekend. As far as Wild Women of Wrestling news goes, nothing to report this week. The only thing that's semi-buzzworthy, Maria Kanellis, she recently had did a interview where she talked about her current deal with Impact Wrestling, talking about how she is on a per appearance deal with them until October 8th. And, you know, that as far as making a decision going forward, you know, she loves what she's doing in Impact. You know, she knows about the possibilities that Impact can go and everything and where she could possibly go with Impact from a individual standpoint and everything. But, you know, she's basically exploring all of her options. That also includes, you know, potentially going back to WWE, even maybe having some conversations with AEW. But where it gets kind of interesting for you WOW fans, if you did not hear about this, she had revealed that she recently had a talk with WOW Women of Wrestling. And so, you know, this is kind of all about who? Wait a minute now. Maria Kanellis. And WOW Women of Wrestling. Huh. Right. And before anybody starts to crap on it or, you know, poo-poo on it, or let's remember the Bullet Babe, Amber O'Neill. She did pretty good. And well, I've enjoyed her. I've enjoyed her because of what I'm able to see of her, you know, now that you pretty much have her away from Gallows, Anderson, and all that, you know, the focal point is just really just on her, you know, as a character. She's pretty awesome and everything, right? Doing her thing with the Beverly Hill Babes and all that other stuff, you know. So, you know, you're looking at Maria Kanellis and you're going, Maria Kanellis and WOW Women of Wrestling. You know, that could actually work. That could actually work, especially if you want to build her up in such a way where she is that fucking that heel that, you know, is kind of essentially, I won't say a chicken heel, but one of those heel champions where the champion, a babyface champion, is trying to do everything they can in their power, chasing after them, right? I think if you were to put Maria in that kind of position, that might, right? Now, look, not everybody should be touching the championship. Not everybody should be touching it. But if I'm looking at certain people and I'm going, you know what? Under the right circumstances, I could see something. I could definitely see something with her under the right circumstances. So, can the Jesse Jones character work as a babyface? Yes, and we actually did get a sneak peek of that. Again, you guys should really go back. If you haven't, go watch the lost episodes, because we actually did get to see how the Jesse Jones character could work as a babyface. There was that period of time there where once the Beverly Hills Babe, Amber O'Neill, had got betrayed by Lana Starr and all that, where we had saw Jesse Jones actually comfort Amber O'Neill and say, hey, don't worry about that. You know, it is what it is. Hey, look, you know, you and me, we've known each other for such a long time. You know, don't worry about all that crap that had went down. Look, you know, let's just let it be about us. Let's go do our thing. And you actually got a really good idea how Jesse Jones, that current character that we've all come to know and love and appreciate, you actually got an idea how that character could operate as a baby face and everything, you know, right down to the point when things went south between Jesse and Amber. Jesse told her straight up, hey, look, I don't know what the hell's going on with you, but I hope you find your path. And look, I'll always be here. If you ever want to tag again, I'll always be here for you. It is what it is. You know, for a hot minute, she was trying to help Amber feel good about herself, rediscover her country roots and all that. You know, if there's one thing in hindsight, I wish they could have explored a lot more when they were going down that path. I wish that in regards to Faith the Lioness, aka Nikita Lyons, I really wish they could have done a trifecta there involving Jesse Jones as well. Because by the time Amber and Nikita Lyons, Faith the Lioness, by the time they were doing their thing, Jesse Jones, and there was a nod. Jesse's like, okay, so you're not going to do the tag team thing with me, but you're going to go tag with, you know, okay, honey, whatever. She's all yours. Like, whatever. I'm just going to go do my thing over here. But the Jesse Jones character as a babyface, yeah, you got a very, very good, strong, okay, I got an idea how she would, you know, not necessarily a tweener, although if you wanted to go there, you could definitely go there. But you definitely got a good idea how she would possibly work as a babyface, and pretty damn good. Honestly, pretty damn good. You know, she's been at it for a good minute now. Jesse Bell Smothers. She's been at it now for a good minute. Phenomenal in the ring through and through. Phenomenal. She is very good at what she does. I love her. She is truly, truly a gem. And I'm really glad that David McClain, AJ Mendez, I'm really glad that they have gotten the chance to be able to work with her for this new season of WOW, and just everything that she's doing behind the scenes to help out the girls. And it really shows, truly. It really, really does show. So on that note, let's stick a fork in it. Let's call this episode D-O-N-E done, because at this point we are about at the, I think, the 48, 49 minute mark. I don't want this episode to go too long. I told you guys, other than the episode that we did from last week, typically we like to try to stay around the 35, 45 minute range. So we're a little bit over, but we're going to get there in due time. I mean, for those weeks where there's no news, WOW wrestling news, you know, we can just, right? But we're done on that note. So quick programming notes. Next edition of the RCWR show going to be coming at you guys Monday night, September 26, 2022. All new, soon as WWE Raw goes off the air on the East Coast. So a few minutes after 11 p.m. We also got a new Wrestling with the Topics that'll be dropping that Tuesday. And then a new RCWR show after AEW Dynamite. By the way, if you guys did not check out my AEW Grand Slam recap and review, my written up report is over on the 411mania.com site. You can either just search Sanders or type in AEW Rampage and you'll be able to find it that way. Be kind, rewind, check out previous episodes you may have missed on demand and on the downloads, wherever you get your podcast. And I appreciate those of you, whether you are a wrestler for Wild Women of Wrestling, or you work behind the scenes for Wild Women of Wrestling. I do appreciate you guys that off and on over the years have continued to show this show some love and sharing it and all that. It was nice to see quite a few people from last week's episode reach out and, you know, say a little something here and there and all that. Means a lot. It truly, truly does. Keep it coming is all I have to say. I'll keep doing my thing. Y'all just keep giving me good shows to talk about, man. WOW's always been on such a good streak. Get at me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Use the keywords, the RCWR show. Did I mention? I probably did before the gazillion time. I'm so glad that WOW Women of Wrestling is back, right? I can feel so going into the work week, but man, when I just get to this particular moment, I just go, yeah, I am just bursting with energy and all that good stuff. So I'm really happy of all the wrestling that's out there. I'm really, really, truly glad that WOW Women of Wrestling is back. I just hope that as the weeks progress, I just sincerely hope that we can see more traction, that we can see even more people, you know, hopping on board, checking it out, because they're really putting some good quality stuff out there so far. All right, so that is going to do it. Until next go round, my pretty babies, please be safe. Most importantly, be kind to one another. And I will definitely see you guys next go round. Y'all take care. Peace.
Thanks for listening. An Infinity One Productions presentation. Keeping it honest, insightful, and interactive.